This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's military says it has taken the eastern Ukrainian town of Lyman, a key railway hub in the Donetsk region. On Saturday, Russia also said it has successfully tested hypersonic missiles in the Arctic. The defense ministry said the Zircon hypersonic cruise missile traveled 1,000 kilometers and successfully hit a target in the Arctic. Taking control of Lyman sets the stage for Russia to begin the next phase of its offensive in the Donbas region. The town is located 40 kilometers west of Severodonetsk, the largest Donbas city still held by Ukrainian forces. Severodonetsk is a main force of Moscow's offensive. It's now under heavy assault. The governor of the Luhansk region, along with Donetsk, makes up the Donbas, said Friday that Russian troops have entered Severodonetsk. To a threatening soundtrack of air raid sirens and booming artillery, civilians are fleeing towns and cities in eastern Ukraine as Russian forces advance. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The evacuation process is painstaking, physically arduous, and fraught with emotion. Many of the evacuees are elderly, ill, or have serious mobility problems, meaning volunteers have to bundle them into soft stretchers and slowly negotiate their way through narrow corridors and down flights of stairs and then into transportation. Fighting has raged north of the town of Bakhmut as Russia intensifies efforts to seize key eastern cities like Severodonetsk. In Bakhmut, only around 30,000 people remain from a pre-war population of 85,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can keep up on all the news out of Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. We also have a show called Flashpoint Ukraine. This is VOA News. In the United States, speakers at the National Rifle Association's National Convention in Houston lament the Uvalde school shooting, which happened earlier this week, while also calling for more guns and tighter security. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has that story.
Former President Donald Trump calls a shooting in which 19 students and their two teachers died pure evil, saying people bent on killing others need to be in mental hospitals and schools have to become security bastions.
From this day forward, every school in America should have a police officer or an armed resource officer on duty at all times.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz dismisses the calls for banning semi-automatic weapons or initiating gun restrictions.
Taking guns away from these responsible Americans will not make them safer, nor will it make our nation more secure.
The NRA says attendees will also reflect on the shooting and pray for the victims. I'm Tim McGuire.
UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet, whose rare visit to China was criticized by rights groups in Western countries, said she has urged Beijing to review its counterterrorism policies to ensure they comply with international human rights standards. Bachelet reiterated that her six-day trip, which ended Saturday and included a visit to the western region of Xinjiang, was not an investigation into China's human rights policies, but an opportunity to engage with the government. Her office said last year it believed Uyghurs in Xinjiang had been unlawfully detained, mistreated, and forced to work. China denies all accusations of abuse in Xinjiang. During a media briefing, Bachelet also described as deeply worrying the detention in Hong Kong of activists, lawyers, and journalists. At least 31 people were killed Saturday when a stampede broke out in South Nigeria during a church charity event where food was being distributed. This according to local police. The disaster happened in Port Harcourt City in Nigeria's Rivers State. According to a local police spokeswoman, she confirmed a death toll of 31 people. Local Nigerian media reported the event organized by the King's Assembly Church was offering food and gifts for the poor at a sports field. Nigeria has seen several stampede tragedies over food distribution in recent years, including one at an aid agency food program in northern Borno State, where seven women were trampled to death last year. Recapping our top story this hour, Russia's military says it's taken the eastern Ukrainian town of Lyman, a key railway hub in the Donetsk region. It also said it successfully tested hypersonic missiles in the Arctic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.